Hey, somebody, I overheard this, this is like secondhand, when they were walking in and saw all these people, say, well, what's going on? Is the Pope here today? Well, no, the Pope is not here today. Almost just as good, though, we have our first senior witness, Daisy Hernandez. Daisy, like I said, she in the spring semester, we have six seniors that give a witness to God and their time here at Hope. And Daisy is our first, and we are excited to have her. And this morning, as we were praying with her as a staff beforehand, she asked us to read the scripture as a prayer, and I want to read it now before she speaks. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made himself to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of words that you have given Daisy. And we ask that you will make us attentive now to hear you speak to us through her story. Come, Holy Spirit. We pray this all through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Three and a half years ago, I came to Hope, prepared and with a purpose. I told my best friend, Chloe, I'm gonna go look for God there. And she responded, I know. As if she had already noticed the thirst in me. Neither of us really knew Jesus at the time, though we had both gone to Catholic high school. But for us, Jesus was just a figure bleeding on a cross, and it was our fault he was there. And that was all we knew. I ignored him for the majority of my life because I didn't want to deal with my sin. I remember specific moments in which I said, God does not exist, plain and simple. My excuse was I didn't feel God. What I did feel was the immediate reward of my sins, and those seemed more satisfying. Lies, unhealthy relationships, dirty thoughts, and lust and anger rewarded me immediately. Although I knew what I needed was God, it took a while for me to really come to him. I come from a conservative Mexican-American home, and my parents were very protective. And outside my father's house, I found new freedom. But even the adventures that came with being in college were not enough to satisfy. I tried to give God little parts of me, pop into a Bible study or go to church on Sunday. But one day, second semester of my freshman year, I felt in my heart that God wanted all of me. And later at a Bible study, I heard this passage from the book of Jeremiah. You will seek me and you will find me. When you search with your whole heart, I will be found by you. These words spoken to the Israelites so many years ago spoke to my own heart. I began to spend a lot of time searching God's word and in community with other Christians. I came to know Christ as resurrected and mighty to save. Immediately after, God gave me a passion for missions, specifically to Japan, and I started to learn Japanese in the fall of 2010. And it has been one of the most humbling experiences of my life. At times, I had to grit my teeth and trust that God wasn't just trying to make a fool out of me, but that he would use the Japanese language and culture to grow me as a believer and to bring his kingdom down to earth. And through all this, he has been proven so faithful. In an unrelated subject, I simultaneously learned how to write poetry and stories that pointed to God. And he taught me that we are a broken but beautiful story with a sovereign and perfect writer. I wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. God gave me a heart for my family. At first it was difficult because my parents couldn't understand what was going on. We fought a lot, and when I told my parents I wanted to be baptized, they saw it as an insult because they had already made the choice for me to follow Jesus when I was a baby. But I knew it was not their choice to make, and I had lived 18 years of my life in rebellion towards God. My little sister and brother wondered if this whole thing was more trouble than it was worth, but slowly my family saw the way that God had transformed my heart. God drew us close, and I've never in my whole life felt so much mutual love for my whole family. I came to know God's heart for the world through his word. But the closer I got to God, the more I became aware of my sin. My thoughts were clouded with past sins, and I couldn't see my brothers and sisters with pure eyes. I could control what I did physically, but my thought life was a huge struggle because my eyes have seen things that I shouldn't have seen and read things that I shouldn't have read. And I've been in relationships with men and have used my body in ungodly ways. I've dwelled in inappropriate thoughts of men and women. And I know the person who did all this is dead, but surrendering the past to God has been a challenge because of shame and because Satan is a jerk and he often uses my past to identify me. One day, in the fall of my junior year, I confessed all of this to God after a Japanese bilingual Bible study. I was alone sitting in my friend's red truck waiting outside Meijer. When I got home, I went on my knees and prayed for God to free me. I felt like my past and my thoughts were wrapped around my ankles like heavy weights. My roommate came home and found me crumpled on the carpet, and she told me she was doing this Freedom in Christ seminar and that I should do it too. And the Lord had already put it on my heart. I emailed a woman in charge of the program that night. A few weeks later, I sat in a room at Lakeshore Vineyard Church, telling a stranger about my past and praying together for healing, just as it says to do in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. During my confession, I realized that because of my past, I was worried that I wasn't good enough to be Christ's bride. I remember the day that I was baptized. Four of my friends and I were down at Lake Michigan on a cold May day. They prayed sweet prayers over me, and the one I remember the most was about Christ as the bridegroom and me as a bride. But I was worried I wasn't good enough for anyone, much less the King of Kings. Do you remember John 4? Jesus encounters a sinful woman at the well. She's been with six men and none of them have truly loved her. Jesus is the seventh man in her life. But unlike the others, he is willing and able to live up to his promises. He tells her, "Whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. He's the only one who fills, and he's the only one who satisfies. He is the one who saves." Brothers and sisters, you're looking at a dead girl. A girl dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Jesus has saved me from a life of shame and guilt. I have been given a spirit of power, love, and self-control. Through Christ, I can choose goodness over sin. He has broken every chain, and regardless of what I have done, regardless of what you have done, God is sanctifying us. He is recreating us in the image of his beloved Son. Let us allow him to continue the work he has started. He's coming for a pure bride. Let us pray. Father, Padre Celestial, we thank you that when we are weak, you are strong. We thank you that when we are dry, you fill us up. We pray you give us courage to come to you. You're a good God and you heal. We pray that we will have the boldness to proclaim your death and resurrection, and your promise of reconciliation to the world. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.